Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Gervase Heddle, who is the Executive Director of Greatland Gold. How are you today, Gervase?
Very well, thank you, Stephen. Very well.
Obviously, you're down in Australia. I'm in the UK. And some interesting news has been released today. Would you like to tell us more about that, please?
Yes, absolutely. Look, we're very pleased to be reporting the results of our drilling program at Ernest Giles today. Just as a reminder for people, our Ernest Giles project is in Western Australia. It covers about 1,000 square kilometres of a virtually unexplored greenstone belt. And this latest RC drilling campaign was following up on some earlier wildcat drilling. And we've gone about it very systematically and quite ambitiously, looking for the right sort of rocks to host gold. And what we've actually found is fairly extensive gold mineralisation across a couple of quite large areas, two zones we've established, a western zone 6 kilometres in length and an eastern zone of a couple of kilometres of length, both of which are still open to the north. Very interesting, early results and more work to do.
You obviously said early results and more to do. What is the sort of planned emphasis around the project and any sort of relevant timescales?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first thing that we've done is we're resampling. These results are based on 4 meter composites, and we've now resampled it on a 1 meter basis. So we're sending those 1 meter samples, about 180 of them, I think, to a lab for reassay to just get a better idea of how the grades are distributed in some of those deep holes where we intersect the mineralisation. And so that's the main focus there. But obviously it's I think what we're very pleased about here is the fact that we've sort of held this view that this greenstone belt could potentially host the same sort of large scale gold camps that you've seen in the other greenstone belts in Western Australia. And these early results seem to certainly confirm our view that that could be the case. And this campaign has generated some very interesting targets for follow-up drilling and for the work.
Now, previously, the RC drill program comprised of 23 holes for sort of 5,500 meters. How does that fit in with the project going forward?
Yeah, well, so as you say, the 23 holes intersected mineralisation, about 13 of those, which was a very positive result from our perspective. And that was a fairly ambitious program for a small company. The next question is, what do we do next? There's some other soil anomalies that we could cover by drilling. We could follow this up, these results up with further wide space drilling, probably to north. Or we could do some more near-space drilling, following up on some of the better intercepts to establish whether there's grade. So there's plenty of angles, plus, from a corporate perspective, I think this is now a very attractive target for other companies to potentially partner with us on. So we're keen on speaking to people about potentially partnering on this. Because look, there's a lot of territory here, and even after these results, we're barely scratching the surface of the potential of this entire greenstone belt. And there's a lot to do.
In regards to sort of timescales, when do you expect to see assay results coming back in?
Yeah, so those 1 metre samples, they should be coming back in within the next 4 weeks or so, just depending on the availability of labs and how busy they are. But we would hope to be publishing those within the next 4 weeks.
In regards to the results, if they are favourable, what will be the forward emphasis on the project? Would it be proving up the area, or would it be further exploration targets?
Probably a little bit of both. I'll just have to sit down and try and decide how we do that. We have another interesting set of soil anomalies on the far northeast corner of the belt, which we could follow up where we could be doing some further work or wide space drilling. As I say, you know, I'd be interested in drilling further to the north here, maybe do some drilling closer to the holes where we had success on this round. So there's a lot of potential options, and I think we need to sit down as a board and once we get these follow-up 1 meter results and really decide what is the best approach going forward here.
Okay, in regards to the Warrantina project, obviously you commenced drilling there on the last quarter of last year. How are things
That's right.
progressing there?
Well, that's good that drilling was completed, I think, a while ago, at least a few weeks ago, and we're just waiting on the results there. We don't have them, but as soon as we do, we'll let the market know. Also, in Tasmania, I might mention while we're on that, we're also looking at a couple of options for the fire tower. We've also submitted some soil sampling and rock chips for the fire tower project, which were picked up recently to the lab, so waiting on those results, and we're talking about, we're looking at doing some further work there. At Fire Tower, some potentially interesting new areas where we will update the market on that, hopefully, you know, within the next couple of months about sort of future plans there too.
Fire Tower is obviously a gold and copper target. Could you just give a brief overview as to what it is you're hopefully seeing there?
Sure. Well, Fire Tower is primarily gold. It's there was quite a few holes there drilled historically. It's demonstrated high-grade gold mineralisation there. An interesting asset. But where our focus is actually on some of the less explored areas in there. That's where we've been doing our soil sampling, but we're also potentially looking at doing some geophysics work there on some other new targets as well, which have cropped up as we've been doing further analysis.
Any updates on any of your other projects at all?
Well, Bronis, as we said to the market, we had some you know, really interesting results from the downhole electromagnetic surveys there, which highlighted a couple of high-priority nickel sulfide targets. So we're hoping to be drilling those at some point in the next few months, and so we'll update the market when we have more plans there. And in the background, we're also doing some very early work looking at our Eron project, which was we reached an agreement to purchase that last year. So, there's a lot going on.
Obviously, with Eron project there, I note that the historic drilling reports have got some quite exceptional gold grades in place there. So what is the potential for the drilling program there?
Yeah, well, that had some peak values, I think, were close to 15 grams per tonne. They also had very wide intercepts of lower-grade gold. We need to sit down and do a thorough review of all the historic work and decide best how we are going to progress that, what needs to be done, and the right steps. But the overview there is that, you know, Newcrest drilled six holes there. Three of those holes encountered very wide zones of gold mineralisation. You know, personally, I'd love to just go up there and stick down a dozen holes because I think we have a reasonable amount of confidence that you know, there's something going on up there. But, you know, we need to do the proper geological work first before we go out and spend shareholders' money doing that.
Is there anything else you would like to add there, Gervais?
No, I think that's it. I'll just summarise by saying, look, you know, we are very pleased with these results today. We think they confirm our view that this is, you know, very prospective. The Ernest Giles is a very prospective area, you know, for major gold discoveries. And, you know, we'll keep the market informed as to how we're going to follow up these initial results.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, Gervais.
Thank you. Thanks very much.